Today is Monday, July 27th. I'm Megan Lynch. None of the candidates running to be the Republican nominee to lead the largest Republican county in Missouri will vote for one of Governor Kehoe's biggest priorities.
Amendment 5 would eliminate Missouri's income tax by offsetting it over time with increases in sales taxes. However, the lack of any concrete plan on where those sales taxes would come from and who they would hurt is making the measure tough for all three candidates to support. Steve Ellman, the incumbent St. Charles County executive, says he hasn't decided but is leaning towards a no vote.
What did Nancy Pelosi say about the health care bill? You got to pass it to find out what's in it. That's kind of what we have right here. And I wish the legislature had been a little clearer about what new taxes are actually on the table.
Former state senator and candidate for governor Bill Eigel supports cutting the income tax, but says this plan wouldn't lower the tax burden of Missourians, and adds Governor Kehoe isn't being honest about Amendment 5 when he claims it has spending restrictions.
If the governor's not being honest about what's even in Amendment 5, it's tough for me to have a comfort zone that we're going to actually be able to get a good product on the other side if the people say yes to it.
Jason Law, the former Lake St. Louis mayor, says he's a no vote, concerned with the lack of clarity and how offsetting tax increases might hurt seniors. I asked Governor Mike Kehoe if he has any regrets not including in his plan a clearer outline of how the income tax would be offset.
I don't live my life in the rearview mirror. We're going to look at what's going forward. The constitutional amendment is very clear. We've been very clear from a policy standpoint that we're going to trust the legislature. They have 5 years to do it to rewrite a over 100 years old sales tax code.
Voters will decide on Amendment 5 on August 4th. Sean Malone, KMOX News.
The Missouri State ID Access Coalition wants the Missouri Department of Revenue to make getting a legal ID for homebound people more accessible.
John Stamm says it's not only voting that people need an identification for.
Folks who are homebound and have certain disabilities that do not allow them to physically visit a license office, they're essentially locked out from participating in society in these very basic ways because of this little piece of plastic with their photo on it. So what we're doing along with our partners at the ID Access Coalition is asking the Department of Revenue to make just a very simple, transparent, easy to access tool to request accommodations so that folks who are homebound and other folks with disabilities can get the IDs that they need.
Stamm says the Department of Revenue Director Trish Vinson has said they are not making any changes right now. KMOX asked the Department of Revenue for a comment. They sent us a release that reads in part, quote, Director Vincent met with the Missouri ID Access Coalition and made clear that the department does accommodate the homebound and will continue to do so. Maria Aquina, KMOX News.
Police sharing more information on a weekend shooting in the Metro East.
Officers with the Major K Squad of Greater St. Louis have been responding to a shooting in the 1100 block of Camp Jackson Road. This was in Cahokia Heights on Saturday just before 8 p.m. Spokesperson Andrew Pearson says investigators found a 16-year-old juvenile had been shot. Multiple reports say that the juvenile was shot multiple times, that unidentified teen died at the scene of the shooting. Ivy Lyons, KMOX News.
The St. Clair County Coroner's Office has identified the victim as Lamarion Davis of Washington Park. The Major K Squad still investigating another shooting this morning. It happened Sunday around 3:10 a.m. on Pontoon Road in Pontoon Beach. Local police say they found a 34-year-old man who'd been shot several times. He was pronounced dead shortly after arriving at an area hospital. A train derailment on the Union Pacific line. Eureka Fire Chief Scott Bartholomew is talking with KMOX.
It's a 135-car-long train. 26 cars have derailed. Both sets of rails are compromised.
Bartholomew says this was not a hazmat situation. There are no known injuries. Phase 2 of the Metrolink security upgrades went live today. Another 13 platforms went digital, with users now needing to scan a new blue reloadable card instead of the old gateway card, as well as the pink paper passes. New ticket vending machines are also in place at each stop. 26 platforms are now using the new systems. Metro says those locations account for 91% of Metrolink sales. Gas prices averaged $3.94 a gallon in St. Louis today. That's almost 18 cents higher than last month, according to Gas Buddy. Another Applebee's location closing its doors, this time the one in Baldwin on Manchester Road. That location first opened in 1996. The Business Journal reports the closure was in part due to a 30% increase in rent. The Applebee's in Bridgeton closed last month. Two Columbia, Missouri locations closed earlier this year, along with a Breeze, Illinois site. Cardinal fans in luck this morning. Jordan Walker will be taking pictures and signing photos at the Schnucks on Clayton Road in Richmond Heights later this morning. Only the first 200 fans in line will get to experience the free meet and greet that runs from 11 a.m. to noon.
I'm Debbie Monterey. The St. Louis All Local podcast is produced by the KMOX News Team. Get all the local news you need on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.